Good morning, everybody. Happy Easter. So the past couple of weeks in the children's message, we've been talking about praying. And we learned that there's many different ways that you can pray. You can pray with your hands together. You can pray with your hands across your chest or with them out open. So there's many different ways you can physically pray. But I was wondering if any of you know what kind of things you pray about. Yeah, Maya? Protection, sure. Yeah, there's lots of things. Oh, yeah, Noah? Forgive our sins. There's lots of things that we have to remember to pray to God about. And sometimes it's hard to remember all the things that we're supposed to pray to God about. So the past couple of weeks, it reminded me about something I learned in fifth grade, and it's using your hand to remember what to pray about. So when you hold up your hand, which finger is closest to your body? Yeah, your thumb. So your thumb's closest to you, so that reminds you to pray for the people who are close to you. So that's like your family, your friends, the people you go to church with. And you pray that God will protect these people and help them with anything they need help with. The next finger is your pointer finger. Do you know anybody that goes like this, maybe with a chalkboard? A teacher, maybe? Yeah. Our pointer finger reminds us to pray for our teachers, and our teachers could be our teachers in school, our Sunday school teacher, our preacher, or people who teach us in the community, like a fireman or a policeman, and we pray that the people who teach us good things, that they are good teachers, and that we can learn from our teachers. So we pray for that. If you hold up your hand like this, what finger is the tallest? Yeah. Yes, your middle finger is your tallest finger. So that reminds us to pray for our leaders and people who are in power. And we pray that our leaders and people who are in power, like the president or the mayor or our pastor, that they make good decisions, that God can help them use their skills and intelligence to do things that will help us and keep us safe, and to make peaceful decisions as opposed to violent ones. And then if you try like holding up your thumb or your pointer finger, that's easy, right? But try doing that with your ring finger. It's not so easy, right? Because our ring finger is actually the weakest finger on our hand. So our ring finger reminds us to pray for those who are weak or need help. So those could be people without a home, those people who are sick, or people who especially need God's help right now. So we pray to God that he will give strength to those people and help them as best he can. And then our last finger is our pinky finger. And if you hold up your pinky finger like this, this is the letter I in sign language. So the pinky finger reminds us to pray for us to God. And that could be to ask God for help. It could be to ask God for forgiveness. But it's also to remind us that we have to thank God for all the wonderful things that God has given us, like our church, our family, our friends, and everything wonderful that God has given us in our life. So on that note, take your hands and put them in whatever prayer position you feel most comfortable with, and then we're going to pray to God. So, dear Lord, thank you for all the people who are close to me. Please keep them safe and watch over them. Please help my teachers to teach me well and for me to learn from my teachers. Help those in power to make wise decisions that will be good for us. Help those who are weak or in need of your help and give them strength and comfort. And finally, help me with all that I need help with, and also thank you for everything that you've done for me. Amen.